Good morning, everyone. This is Gavin Johnston from Houston, Texas, and you're listening to the Von John Podcast. Today, we're interviewing Alan Torregrossa, my grandpa, or Papa as I call him. Papa was born in Galveston, Texas back in 1947. His family originally came from a little town in Sicily, Italy called Cocomo. The Torregrossa family escaped the war-ravaged Mediterranean after World War II, moving to the United States as a large group. They ended up in Galveston, Texas because it was a port of entry for immigrants. And that's where they had my papa at around 5:30 p.m. on August 22nd in 1947. That's where papa spends most of his childhood, and that's where our story begins. Do you remember one of your first childhood memories?
School?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first thing that comes to mind, elementary school, kindergarten.
What are your thoughts of school? Like, did you like it?
Well, my thoughts of school?
Mm-hmm.
No, I hated school.
Yeah.
I just went because you had to. Everybody right. else was doing it.
Right. When you were younger, what did you do for fun outside of school?
Outside of school?
Mm-hmm. Or inside of school?
Well, you know, we used to play touch football in the street.
Yeah.
Played baseball, different sporting activities, went swimming.
Did you ever get in trouble when you were younger?
All the time.
Like what kind of trouble?
We were just deviant. Yeah. We were mischievous.
Do you remember like a moment that you really got in trouble, that you really know you did something?
Not any particular event, but I mean, we were definitely always doing something we got in trouble about. We'd shoot at each other with slingshots.
Yeah.
No, which wasn't a very good thing to do. You could get your eye put out very easily.
Right.
You know, those are things our parents told us not to do, but we did it anyway.
I remember specifically about you telling me you jumped out of a window or something.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah. My dad was chasing me for some reason. I can't remember exactly what it was. I made him mad about something. He was chasing me. I ran upstairs and jumped out the bathroom, a two-story bathroom window.
You broke your arm, right?
My foot.
You broke your foot?
I broke my foot. There was a pecan tree that grew up alongside the house. Uh-huh. And I jumped out of the window and tried to grab the limb. And my hand slipped off of the limb and I fell.
Do you remember what your first job was?
My first job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a paper route.
Like the, when you
throwing papers, yeah.
Do you remember how much money you made by that?
$8 a month.
Really? Do you remember the first car you got around?
Yeah, it was a 53 Chevrolet. Green, four-door.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember your most memorable concert that you went to?
Oh, sure, yeah. Golly, there's a lot of them.
I know Rolling Stones is one of your favorite, but...
Yeah. James Brown, Bobby Bland, Stevie Wonder, B.B. King. Those were all concerts that were in Galveston. Ray Charles. Mm-hmm. You heard of all those people, right?
I've heard of some of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but...
Pretty famous guys back then.
I'll have to do my research. Do you remember a favorite meal that you liked?
Favorite meal?
What is your favorite meal?
You mean when I was a kid?
Doesn't matter. It could be now.
Well, things have changed.
Okay.
I mean, my favorite meal right now is anything from the sea.
Okay.
Fish.
What about when you were a kid?
Oh, my mother used to fix chicken gizzards and rice.
Chicken gizzards. What is
chicken
that?
Chicken gizzards and rice. Livers, chicken livers, and gizzards, and rice, and fried chicken, tuna fish.
Tuna's my favorite.
Yeah? Yeah, I know. So, yeah, a lot of different things, but things, you know, look different now.
Yeah.
Tastes now that you found out what's good for you and what's bad for you.
What about when you owned a bar when you were 18? Can you tell me about that? That's very interesting to me.
I had a club on the beach in Galveston called the Bamboo Hut, where we had bands that came and played. People would come and dance. And
how in the world did you get away with that?
How did I do that?
Yeah.
Well, I talked my dad into co-signing a note for me at the bank so I could buy into the – I had a partner at the club. Mm-hmm. So I could buy into that club. And then I had to go through the court to get a minor's release because I had to have a liquor license.
Right. I'm sure times have changed. You can't do that now, right?
Sure you can. Let me ask, it's time to say as far as what? Like getting miners releases and things?
Right.
Yeah, that's still an option, yeah.
Oh, I remember my mom telling me something about you had a mortgage company.
Yeah, still do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Well, I have Residential Mortgage of Texas.
Uh-huh.
And then I do loan origination for Security America Mortgage, Inc.
What various hobbies do you have now?
Well, you know, cycling. Come on, that's it.
Yeah, you just did the MS-150?
Yeah. I've done it 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty hard. Very challenging. A lot of headwinds.
Do you have any siblings? Aunt Carolyn?
Yes.
Aunt Carolyn.
I have a sister and deceased brother.
Uncle Trent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Carolyn lives in Galveston, right?
Yeah, we were all born in Galveston. Yeah, she's the oldest.
How was it like growing up with your siblings, even though that Aunt Carolyn was the oldest?
Well, it was always something going on.
Right.
You know. Trenton and I, my brother and I hung out a lot. We were only 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I was 7 years younger than my sister. So she was always pretty much out doing her own thing. Didn't see much of her, really.
Yeah. Oh, you have two kids, right?
Yes.
My mom.
Two daughters, your mother and
Aunt Ashley.
Your Aunt Ashley.
How were they when they were kids?
Terrible.
Troublemakers.
No, they were basically good kids. They really were. Of course, they did all the things that normal kids did when they started getting into high school, about like you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting into a little trouble here and there and doing things they're not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Sneaking around doing something.
Right. What is one lesson that you've learned to help you get to where you are now?
A good lesson I've learned?
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused on what you're doing. Be committed to what you're doing. When you take on a task, complete it.
Right. So just never
go to school, get an education. Don't ever let that go.
Education?
Yes.
That's pretty much it. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, if you have some more questions, I'll continue to answer.
That's about it.
Okay, well, good. Enjoy the interview.